hottest Bollywood radio station.
With Sunil T and the Crazy Masala Crew.
Certainly it is Houston's hottest Bollywood station. And talking about hottest Bollywood station, we have got world acclaimed, or Houston acclaimed, renowned author Amit Verma. Remember that come Saturday 21st, that's this coming Saturday from 12 to 1 p.m., you can hear Amit Verma discuss his literary fictions like The Lives and the Times 1 and 2 and his latest book A Quiver in the Purlieu while sipping in some amazing express so and tea and coffee and all of those light drinks. But questions and answers to Amit Verma, we have got him in studio on the air, so we extend a very pleasant good morning to you, Mr. Verma. Amit Verma, is it Verma or Varma?
It's Verma.
Because I know some people say Verma, some people say Varma, depends on. How are you doing this morning?
I am doing good, and first of all, I mean, thank you for this, and let me just say that I'm a long-time fan of you, Rishi.
You are.
I have this fabulous show that's on air. Whenever I'm driving around in the morning, I make sure to tune to this show.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that very much. But what's more appreciative, though, it's the writing that you give to people. Because I actually like when I was told that I'm going to interview this morning, I pulled up a little synopsis of the current book, The Quiver in the Purlieu, and I was looking at it, and there, of course, I'm looking at I know that you are the cheetah sitting in the grass, and I'm thinking, first of all, my visual always has a good intense first caption of what am I going to think and play before I read. Uh-huh. And I see the cheetah and I'm thinking, is it about a cheetah? But then I read the actual synopsis. So first of all, again, I welcome you to the airwaves of Masala Radio, and tell us about your books. Tell us about The Lives and Times 1 and 2, as well as tell us about the new one, The Quiver in the Purlieu, the difference and how they're related.
I would love to. So The Lives and the Times and the Lives and the Times 1 and 2 were my previous two books, and those were mainly focused on India, you know, trying to explore Indian society from the perspective of an Indian middle class, you know, kaise ek Indian middle class aadmi. Mm-hmm. एक उसको अपने सोसाइटी को जैसे इवॉल्व हो रही है, how does he view it, how does he react, and how is his action shaped by what is going on.
Okay.
Your latest book है, The Quiver in the Purlieu. Mm-hmm. It's a little different in this. It's the theme is still kind of the same, but this is now the person has transcended national and cultural boundaries. So in this case, what happens to a person जो कि मतलब एक इंडिया में एक गांव में भी कंफर्टेबल है, इंडिया में एक शहर में भी कंफर्टेबल है, यूएस के एक रूरल एरिया में भी कंफर्टेबल है, मतलब हाउ डज दैट पर्सन परसीव व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन अराउंड एंड हाउ डज दैट पर्सन शेप व्हाट इज गोइंग ऑन अराउंड. सो दिस इज ए ब्रॉडर थीम इन और ए ब्रॉडर एक्सप्लोरेशन. सो दिस इज द मेन डिफरेंस एंड द मेन सिमिलैरिटीज बिटवीन द टू. बट इट हैज बीन फन. इट हैज बीन ऑल थ्री बुक्स टेकन टुगेदर took me about, you know, 10-15 years of my writing, 10-15 years of my life.
But I'm sure you're proud of the final product.
Oh, yes.
Certainly. Because I'm also looking at, there's a description on the actual site that says, Quiver in the Purlieu by Amit Verma is a work of magical realism and a coming-of-age story in the context of ever-expanding universe. Perfectly put.
Yes.
But tell me something though. Tell me, going back to the cheetah. I know that you've been supporting many animal organizations. How are you using this particular book to do so?
Oh yes, so I'm a big time supporter of animal rights, and I have been for many years, more than a couple of decades, and including the Houston SPCA. It's a wonderful organization, and if you haven't been there, I would strongly encourage you to go there. With the Cheetah Conservation Fund, the Cheetah Conservation Fund, I've been a supporter of them for more than 10 years now. And is bar maine socha ki whatever earnings that I will have in terms of royalty, just books, any book that gets sold, or any song that is played, the artist gets a certain amount.
Okay.
So I said I will, until June 30th, all my copies that are sold from this book, all the earnings, I will donate it to Cheetah Conservation Fund.
Mm-hmm.
But, so that but is all. And yes.
No, but I was going to ask you, why the cheetah?
Mm-hmm. Well, cheetah, I just love cheetahs. I mean, anybody who looks at them and looks at... I mean, if you have seen National Geographic and cheetahs, I mean, there is... Or gone to the Houston Zoo and looked at the cheetahs, I mean, there is something beautiful about those.
I know.
Those animals, right? I mean, they are just very... I mean, they're cute, but they are dangerous at the same time.
Well, I was now going to say that. They're like a quiet danger zone.
They are, absolutely.
But yeah, still very and eloquent.
Very, very, very elegant. Then that's the right word, right? Right, that's the right word. Elegant.
Yes, yes.
And royal. But I've also my petition on change.org on treating farm animals the right way has so far gathered more than 2,500 signatures and counting. So I have been a big time animal rights supporter. Or as I said, for many, many years.
Okay, that's awesome indeed. But you know, I know that you said that that this book has taken a lot of your years of writing, including the last two. Are there other pages being flipped for another book to come, or other projects in the pipeline?
You know, this is actually, so that's a good question. It is not easy to write.
It isn't, because you have to put aside time, your thoughts have to be in the right place. I think I have a fairly good idea.
That is true. But, you know, I will tell you, anybody who is in any creative field, whether a singer, koi gayak hoga, ya koi kavi hoga, ya koi lekhak hoga, I mean, we are all compelled to carry on. So, yes, I am, right now, I'm flipping through multiple ideas. And I want to carry this idea of what I had in this latest book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody who can transcend national and cultural boundaries and be comfortable in India, in the United States, in New Zealand, in Africa. You know, those kind of people. And there are many people like us.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, yes, it is true that many immigrants face lots of challenges.
Mm-hmm.
But there are many among us, many among your listeners, who are very comfortable being in India and comfortable being in the United States at the same time.
Yes.
And our stories have not been told the way it should be.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what I want to do.
All right. And being someone who is seasoned and write these really great good stories and great books, how do you inspire the younger generation? Like, how do you inspire them to continue doing what they're doing, or maybe give some inspiration, aspirations to the juniors, I would say?
Well, yes, I am. That's a good question. So, you know, I'm a big time supporter of anybody who's struggling to break into the field.
Mm-hmm.
It is not easy. It is absolutely not easy. And anybody who is, as I said, jo bhi koi gayak hai, ya kavi hai, ya lekhak hai, ya actor hai, they all know that it is not easy breaking into it. I completely understand their struggles. I would just say, you know, patience and persistence.
Okay.
Those are two important things.
Yes.
So you don't rush through things, but don't stop pushing.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Gotcha.
And more importantly, do not ever put out an incomplete product, a product that is not, in your mind, perfect.
Yes.
So when you are putting out a song out for the public on YouTube or any place, put out the best possible song that you can, or the best possible writing that you can. And don't put anything less than that. So put in all the effort and the dedication that is required.
Okay, awesome.
Absolutely.
So I know we're running out of time, but I want to actually give you a couple minutes to tell us about your event coming up on Saturday. I know that we don't have Mike on the line, but you can actually be the spokesman for Mike. So you can tell us about, remind our listeners about the venue, about the time, about the experience that they will experience once they come to the Q&A.
Oh, yes, absolutely. So this is going to be a fun event. It's a free event, completely free event.
Mm-hmm.
And come in. Well, you'll have to buy your coffee.
That's okay.
So that's not free, but unfortunately. And in fact, I will also have to buy my own coffee. So, but Corazon Coffee in downtown Houston is a fabulous place that encourages lots of creative people to gather together.
All right.
And talk about things. They invite them. Singers and artists and all sorts of people. So this time they invited us. So we both we'll be there, me and Mike. We'll be talking about our books, and we'll be talking about the craft, how we wrote the books, why we wrote them. Then we will also take question and answers from the audience, and we will also be signing our books. So if, in case you are, if you're there to get the books, a signed copy, absolutely, I will be there, and he will also be there. So this was going to be a fun event. I invite everybody who is even remotely interested in reading. You will not regret it. Okay. And you will come out entertained. Absolutely.
Perfect. All right, so we're about to wrap up. Any final words you want to share with our listeners before we close off?
Well, I would just like to say that I'm, again, as I said in the beginning, a big-time fan of you.
Thank you.
And
I appreciate
it. A big-time fan of Sunil Thakkar.
Yes.
And you guys are doing a fabulous job.
Thank
in
you.
Connecting the Indian community, the Desi community with India.
Thank you very much, and all the best you. For your event on Saturday, and all the best in the future for many more books. I'll be looking for your name coming up again soon. Huh?
Thank you so much.
Take care. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye.
All right. Remember to join Amit alongside Mike Hilbig. They're going to be at the Curzon Coffee on this Saturday, 21st of May, from 12 to 1 p.m. And they'll be sharing, having discussions and book sign-in with of course, their books. We're talking about the literary fictions, The Likes and Lives, and The Times 1 and 2, and the latest book, A Quiver in the Prelude, while sipping on some amazing espresso and tea drinks. So thank you once again, Verma, and all the best to you from all of us here at Masala Radio 98.7.